Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So give us that call. We'll do everything we can, as always, to help you out. So definitely, we'll be here to help you out. It's a little chilly this morning. We had a little bit of snow this week. A little covering of snow Friday. My area was all covered. And then kids played in it. Now my backyard has nothing. No snow. I want some, I'd love to have a little bit more snow than what we've had so far. The plants will love it. It'd be good for our lawns, our gardens, etc. But the kids will love it too. That's the big thing. A little bit of snow helps keep that moisture in the ground. Although I've noticed we haven't really needed to have as much moisture. We're doing pretty well, especially with the amount of rain that we've had this fall and into the beginning of winter. But love to see a little bit more snow. It'd be nice to have. It's January. It's that time, right? I want to have some of that snow to protect our gardens, but just to enjoy that time of year, right? But we're getting the cool weather outside, so really we're focused on the inside when it comes to the gardening, and hoping that outside is protected, which it should be. Everything we've talked about this season, really the only things that we could be doing some of outside, is some of that pruning when it comes to our trees. That type of thing, right? Cross branches, dead branches, a few of those types. These are the time of year when the leaves, obviously, on our deciduous trees are not there. So you can easily see some of those branches a little bit, makes life a little bit easier. You can kind of see where some of those branches that you didn't see when they were full of leaves are making those cross branches, right? Making the, rubbing on another branch below, causing some damage to the bark, opening it up for insects, pathogens, that type of thing. So this is that time of year. You'll still see a lot of the arborists. The arborists will be out with trees, working on trees, doing that type of thing, because they can still do it. And if they're doing pruning on trees, it's easier for them to see from tree to tree and branch to branch, right? To be able to kind of see what the, you know, where when they make a cut, it's going to be easier. They can climb them a little bit easier. So those are really the only things I'd be making any suggestion towards doing outside at this point. You know, unless there's, you know, some of the snow, the minimal snow we got is gone. You know, you can finish up some yard work, some cleaning, those types of things, picking up sticks, picking up branches, whichever. But we're pretty much on the inside when it comes to gardening at this point, you know, just about with everything. So we focus more on the, you know, indoor gardening, our house plants are, you know, we're about a month and a half or so away from getting our indoor plants started, depending upon what you're starting, right? So we're on that in-between stages. And so we're thinking more, you know, right now it's like, well, I'll just be inside. Just kind of hang on with that for now. That'll work. You know, and that's perfectly all right. That's kind of what it is. I mean, this is the time of year where we just kind of relax with, a little bit with our plants. And just focus on inside. If you got the newsletter this week, our newsletter had our January chores for the indoor garden. So take a look at it. We'll go over that a little bit because I love when this newsletter comes out each year, the same one. And I'll tell you, it's perfect because some of the things on here, it's just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And it's just gives you that information of how you know the difference between what insect might be on your plant. So this is definitely one of my favorites when it comes to our newsletter that comes out and what to do and how to protect it, right? It's perfect. So we'll go over that a little bit later today. So keep in mind that if you haven't gotten the newsletter, which you should have gotten it on, might have been Friday, take a look. This is a good one for your indoor house plants. Just knowing the difference between between spider mites, white fly, mealybug, fungus gnats. Those are the real ones that we're looking at that you see the most indoors, right? And especially this time of year. If you don't see any of these symptoms, perfect. That's a good thing, right? You don't have them. So we'll go over that a little bit later today. I got some different emails from different websites with some good information. One of them's already thinking spring, and they got a couple articles in there. One of them is, you know, talking about plants that are going to be easier for you to put out in the garden this spring, and you know they shouldn't die by summer. So that's one we'll be looking at. It's a couple other things that I found this past week that it was like, oh, that's interesting. I want to discuss that a little bit because it's information that we'd love to have at this time of year. But as always, if you have the questions or have questions, call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here. And the sun's not even out. It's still dark out. So, you know, grab that cup of coffee or two, maybe three. Feels like it could be that type of day. And then, listen up. We're going to be talking about a number of different things today. As we really, you know, last week's first day of January, we really haven't gotten into it. Now we've gotten into January. We're really thinking more of the houseplants and getting those taken care of. And, you know, the great thing about our houseplants at this time of year, not much you need to do, right? There's not a lot that needs to get done with them other than, you know, maybe misting them a little bit or, you know, making sure your once a week or once every 10-day watering is happening. Because a lot of these houseplants, this time of year, just want to rest. Just like the rest of us, we want to kind of just hang out a little bit so that later on in the year, when it comes time to be able to be outside later, we can enjoy it. So rest up now, right? And that's the same thing with our plants. Don't need a lot of fertilizer. Don't need a lot of much of anything other than, you know, just being indoors versus outdoors. So, you know, that's some things to really be thinking about right now, because I tell you, it's a rest period for our plants. So, you know, kind of don't need to do a lot, but if you're seeing some insects, that's why we're going to talk about it a little bit later. Another one of the articles that came to me this week was, and it was almost like they were listening to me, because last week we had a call with the gentleman looking for some ideas of what, if he could prune in his azalea because he doesn't want to affect his home value in spring. And one of the emails was flowers that will increase the value of your home. So if you're looking to sell this spring, we've got some ideas for you. So we'll go through that and more as time permits today. But as always, if you have questions, please call us at 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here this morning. So good morning. Grab that coffee. It seems earlier and earlier every week during the winter months, just because of how dark it is this time of year, this time of morning, right? But we are here ready to help you with any of your gardening questions. Now, as I mentioned going into the break last week, you know, we had somebody call in regards to curb appeal type question, right? For the spring, if you're looking to put your house on the market, you know, what can you do? You know, they were asking specifically in regards to pruning an azalea because they didn't want to take any of the flowers away. And we kind of explained what you could do, but you know, I had been thinking about it. You know, what else could we be doing? And then I got this article during the week, and it gave me a number of options, right, that will help with the curb appeal, but also kind of, you know, not really add value to the house because the house itself, right, is gonna do that. But this is going to help with some of that curb appeal. And one of the first ones on the list is roses, right? A lot of roses are inexpensive, especially if you get something like a knockout rose or something from the flower carpet family. Those are nice and easy. They'll bloom multiple, you know, throughout. So they're perfect. You can get them in multiple different colors, but just adds value, adds color, right? And that's what you're looking to do. You know, spring-wise, tulips, they just give a nice eye catch to it. Just makes people think, you know, nice and warm thoughts about the home. Lilies is a nice, easy one. Another one that we talk about a lot would be like hydrangeas, right? Just adding a few hydrangeas that are in color in the early season, right? Or any time throughout the season. But those right there are going to add that curb appeal, right? There's a few others on here, lavender. Lavender is a nice flower, that purple flower to it. You know, that lavender colored flower, right? Obviously. But it's got a nice little scent to it, nice little look to it, adds a pop of color. So that's another option here, but adding, you know, maybe a couple of these together, and if you kind of see like roses and the lavender, the reds and blues that pop, those are the ones that kind of show the best. Kind of make people see them first. So if you're looking to put the house on the market, adding a few of these might help with that curb appeal as somebody's walking in, right? Get that feeling started outdoors as you're walking in. So that's, you know, just some thoughts with it. I just kind of have been thinking about it. It was weird that I got the email in regards to it. But, you know, that's for a different show, different subject. But it was just one of those things I'm looking at. I'm like, wow, that's a great topic to really be discussing this week, even after last week's call. So, anyways, if you have some questions, you can call us as always, 855-660-4261. Now, I mentioned the newsletter earlier. If you're looking to receive the newsletter, email us or go to our website at paulparent.com. You can scroll all the way to the bottom right there. It'll say, do you want to sign up for the newsletter? You can click on there, put your email address, and get it. You know, and I definitely recommend, you know, getting it with some, because it has some good information, timely information of what you can be doing. You know, this week's one is a good one. We're going to talk about on the other side of the break, just the chores for the indoor garden. Now, I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'm going to go over most of it because it's got some great ideas to it. So anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. Police in North Carolina investigating multiple deaths as a murder-suicide.
It happened Saturday morning in High Point when police received calls of two people screaming for help. Captain Matt Truitt says officers forced their way into the home where they discovered the five victims.
Officers were doing what's called a protective sweep to check for victims and or suspects. And once they ended up clearing the entire home inside, they unfortunately found three deceased juveniles and two deceased adults.
Officers say they have no reason to believe there is any threat to the community. Police are not releasing more details to protect their investigation. I'm Jerry Varmash.
As President Biden visits the border in El Paso, Texas, Florida also experiencing an influx of migrants. One person died in an avalanche in Colorado yesterday. Rescue teams still searching for another victim. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another 3.5 hours. So if you have some questions, definitely call us. Like I said on the previous segment, I wanted to talk about those chores for your January indoor garden. Now, if you have gotten the newsletter, you can definitely read it. But, you know, I always love this email when it comes out just because it's got some great information. Right, it's telling us the difference between some of these insects, and this is the time of year we look for, as my father put it in the article, any hitchhikers, right, such as aphids, whitefly, mealybug, scale, and spider mite. They will begin to multiply with the increase of the length of day and the heat from the house. So this time of year, you might start seeing them, even though you didn't have them, or you did everything you could by spraying it before it came in, all those things. Just the type of environment could be changing those things. Now, one of the keys here is looking at the tips of the plants first, as a lot of insects love new growth than the older growth. And that the reason for that is the older growth is a little tougher for them to chew on, whereas that new growth hasn't completely developed, and it's a little bit easier for them. So, you know, they'll go for that first. Now, insects on that new growth are easier to spot at the same time as well. You know, kind of misshapen twists to it. So you're going to see a leaf on the tips that doesn't look normal, right? So that's when you're going to say, oh, I got something. Now let's kind of see what it is. So aphids are the most common of them. Aphids and probably fungus gnats are going to be your most common of everything. The aphid really starts out, and you'll see it mostly in a like green color. But you'll see them clustered together
know, tips of plants. As it states here in the article, and the where the flowers are a lot, you'll be also seeing, like on hibiscus and gardenias, they'll be around the flower itself. So that's one thing you can see easily. But if you can't see anything there, one of the things to look for is around the plant, on the surface, on the table, on the floor, and seeing if it's almost like a sticky substance, right? That right there is going to tell you that it's honeydew. If you don't feel that sticky substance in time, what you might actually see growing on top of it's called sooty mold. It'll be black. It can stain the carpet, the floors, your table, any of those things. That's when you take a look and see, you know, are there little bumps on the stem? That's going to show you that it's scale. Those are easy, you know, kind of clean them off with soapy wet cloth. You can use Dawn dish detergent, right? That's kind of what like a, it's not the same, but it's like an insecticidal soap of your own, right? You want to make sure you wet the towel, etc. So if you're seeing that honeydew, you most likely have the scale. Whereas prior, if you see misshapen leaves or insects, obviously around a flower, it's going to be the aphids. Now moving on to another one here would be spider mites. This one, you're going to start to notice a webbing on the top of the plant. Just a little web. It's not going to be, you know, a spider like you would think about. It's going to be small. And that's why they're considered spider mites, because they're small, very small. This one is a harder one to control. And so this is one of those ones where if you see it, we need to move it away from our other plants. And pretty much we're quarantining this plant from the rest of them, because this can easily go from plant to plant to plant at just very quickly, right? This has that ability to just go from a, you know, a simple, small attack of a plant to an infestation of everything, right? So this one, again, we want to wash the plant with a soapy water, with soft cloths, get it, as much of the webbing and as many of the adults off of the plant as possible. Okay, so spider mites are going to show a little bit of webbing on there. So that's a big thing. Okay. Now we can go over a little bit more of this in a little bit. I do have a call that I want to get to, so we'll go right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Neil's in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How are you? Great show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Question. About 2 months ago, I purchased three arborvitaes.
Okay.
I think like the three, they're about 3 feet each, and I planted all three of them. And one of them that I planted was planted in a very wet area. At the time, we hadn't had a lot of rain, and so it took nicely, but the soil over there is pretty much always wet. And with all the recent rain, I noticed that the water pushed it right up and out of the ground. It was actually laying on its side, and its little root ball was intact. It was fine. So I kind of pulled it out. I didn't pull it out yesterday. I just kind of rescued it from where it was, and it's sitting outside right now, not planted. You know, the root ball is moist and everything, but I don't know what to do with it now. Can I still try to plant it somewhere else, or should I try to store it in my shed, or what's the best thing to do?
Well, if you can plant it, I'd want you to try and do that, you know, immediately if possible, right?
Okay.
I think it's something that, end of the day, if you can get it in the ground, is going to be kind of the same as if we look to store it for the winter, for the rest of the winter. Because what I'd really look for you to do next is either getting some sort of mulch from like a garden center or something along those lines, because of the fact that we need to cover that root ball and protect it. Now it's exposed.
Yeah.
And so the cold temperatures, snow, rain, sleet, whatever the weather is really going to affect it. So what I would want you to do is get something to cover it. And again, it could just be mulch, could be compost, could be any of those things. The first ideal one would be if you could dig a hole and place it where you wanted to. That would be ideal.
Okay. Yeah.
Second from that would be covering the root ball as much as you can with something, right? You know, mulch, compost, even if you had potting soil, whatever it was, we want to make sure that root system has some sort of protection, because it being above ground, the roots are easily affected. They're easily prone to the freezing, the freeze, then the thaw effect, and that's what actually is worse. You know, the freezing's not a bad thing as long as it stays frozen. But if it freezes, then thaws, the root system is getting shocked multiple times and can really damage it. So that's why we want to try and get it somewhere. Now, I wouldn't suggest putting it in the shed. I'd want to keep it outside. So if you can't put it, you know, where you want to, maybe bring it up against the house where it might be a little bit more protected on at least one or two sides, and then put the compost around it there just as an extra, because, you know, we know we're going to move it. You're going to put it somewhere else. Then maybe it's time to, you know, just bring it to protect it so we can get through the winter and then be safe to plant it again when spring hits, if you can't dig the hole at this point.
Okay. So what I'll do is today is I will try to dig a hole big enough to, you know, accept the root ball, and then I'll, you know, should I treat it the same way if I can get it in the ground, you know, with the fertilizer and all that?
Yeah, no, identical way if you could, right? But if you can't, if you don't have the product, you don't have all those things, that's okay. Just because we know that, you know, in the spring, you could add, you know, the fertilizer would be one that you would water in anyways. And at this point, we're probably not watering it in. We're just looking more for, we're looking more just to get it in for that winter month.
And protect the roots. I get it.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Very good.
All righty.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, the biggest thing with anything that kind of happens this time of year, because you'll notice sometimes that, that with some of the weather that we have, some of your plants might just fall over, become exposed or something along those lines, right? We want to make sure that our plants get taken care of and something, you know, gets done for them, because they can have some issues with that snow, rain, the cold this time of year. And so if something, you know, the wind pushes it over, it's best to try and stand it up and get it recovered so that the plant lasts until, well, for as long as you want it to, right? Because this could have some issues, you know, the long-term effect of your plant. So really, something happens in the yard, you want to make sure you take care of it as much as possible. So, you know, like I said, we're done with the outside for right now. Not necessarily. I should have, you know, if something happens, we need to make sure we get out there and fix it. So, great question, great question out there, Paul. Neil, I appreciate it. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started here on the other side of the break. I want to go over a little bit more, a few more insects that could be doing some damage to your plants and you just don't know about them. So we'll discuss that and more on the other side of the break. But if you have questions, we'll jump to those first. Phone number 855-660-4261. Take a break. Be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we're talking a little bit about different insects that might be affecting your houseplants at this time of year. I've already discussed a few, you know, scale, spider mite, aphids. But another common that you might see would be a white fly, right? And these are ones that if you brush up against the plant, you know, accidentally or even on purpose, obviously, they might start to fly from the undersides of the foliage. And these are ones that can become some of the most dangerous because obviously they can fly. So they can go room to room, plant to plant very quickly. Right. So this is a one where, as my father wrote in the article, this is one you take into the garage briefly to try and knock off as many of the flying insects as possible, right? You take it into a colder area where it kind of just like shocks them, right? Anything that comes off will die from the cold, and that right there, They stop, obviously, laying eggs on your other plants, etc. And it's a quick way to shock it and get rid of it. We have some other ways to clean it, and we'll go through that in a minute or two here. So white flies are ones that you'll see flying around that you rub up against the plant accidentally or on purpose, and they'll just start flying around. Now, another common is when you see what looks like a little piece of cotton on the leaves, and you know, very small, on the stems of the plant, then you have mealybug. It's not as common, but it is out there, right? This is one that thrives when we cluster together our plants. And when you create that humidity, right, that I always talk about. So this could become a bigger problem for you in the long term because the idea is to cluster them, increase the humidity, etc. These will be, you know, top of the plant, but really look all over the plant. The best way to really clean it off is with a wet and soapy cloth for the instant clean. It's pretty much with all of these, right? We're doing a little bit of soap and water, cleaning the plants. And then finally, the one that can be a real problem is that fungus gnat. You've heard me talk about it probably a lot. This is, looks like almost like a small fruit fly. This is the one that's coming from your soil. This is the one that is, you know, you kind of think, oh, well, you know, did I leave fruit out? Did I do this? No, it's a fungus gnat. This one can be sprayed nice and easily with like an 8 houseplant spray. There's also, and you can't get it in Massachusetts. You can get it in all the other states in our area. But the systemic houseplant granules, right, that has that right there. The granules in there get watered into the plant and will kill the future generations of it. You could also use something like a neem oil, an all-seasons oil, one of those on the inside. So now here's the thing. I've said wash everything with soapy water. That's just step one. Going forward, you know, it's maybe using an all-seasons oil because you can use that on anything. It can be used on, like, indoor herbs that you're using and all your houseplants. Right? There's no toxic fumes, no nothing, so it's, you can actually spray this right inside and not affect you or family, animals, etc. This oil will kill adults, young, and eggs all at the same time. So that's why it's one of the best for this. Like I said, you could use neem oil, but this all-seasons oil does, it's kind of like a 3-in-1, except it's getting all of the same. It's just the 3 is the adult, the young, and the eggs. So look for that. What it does, it suffocates those insects. They can't breathe, but there's no chemicals to it. It's all organic. The other great thing is that oil kind of shines up the foliage, makes it look real nice. So definitely something to do, but make sure you get the above, the top of the leaves and under the leaves. So we're going to take a break here. But if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.